I regret missing any part of Adult Swim when it was actually good.
It's true. It's true. Anyway, I should watch home movies again. I'm up for that stuff.
Good stuff right there. It's amazing. Yeah. Oh, the days of home movies when there were shows like that actually on the air.
Mm-hmm. But everything's betrayed us, Logan. Nick at Night's playing George Lopez show.
Don't get me started. Wait, Nick at Night's still playing the George Lopez show?
Yep.
What happened to Nick at Night? Did they sell out at some point, or did they just say, oh, people are tired? You know what? I bet they did extensive testing, and no one just went to see Happy Days or Maritime War.
Well, they did what Cartoon Network did. They created a new network for all that stuff, and they started doing...
Oh, yeah, TV Land.
Yeah, TV Land. Cartoon Network did boom.
Whenever I turn TV Land, it's like Hogan's Heroes or Bonanza or something I don't care
about.
Yeah,
they still don't do like Dick Van Dyke and all that stuff like they should.
I know they still have it, too, is the thing. I don't know. I remember the glory days of being able to watch Nick at Night. Like, that was the highlight. And since we didn't have cable, we could only do it when we stay at hotels or something like that. But I was like, turn on Nick at Night! And we'd stay up, like, as a family, we'd stay up to, like, 1 in the morning watching Nick at Night.
Oh, that's awesome. Did you
actually... That was awesome.
Well, maybe you didn't, though. Did you ever do the New Year's marathons?
No.
Oh, those were so great.
And see, this is even better. I learned about all that stuff through the Nick at Night board game.
Oh, wow, really?
Because I'm sure you remember this. There's a lot of, or if you flip the cards, you've seen it. There's a lot of questions just about, like, Nick Knight marathons and who hosted this and who hosted that.
The chairman of TV.
That game, yeah. So.
I just remember that. I'm, because, like, to me that was, like, I was old enough to know that it was, like, Dick Van Dyke was acting still. But to me, when Dick Van Dyke came out on New Year's Eve and was like, I'm Dick Van Dyke, chairman of television. I was like, he is the chairman of television.
It's like how for a long time I thought the king of cartoons of Pee Wee Herman was the king of cartoons.
Right, the actual king of cartoons. How'd they get him?
Yes.
Must be so busy.
He'll never do my birthday, I bet. Yeah, no, that was all. It's funny that we're nostalgic for something that was nostalgic back then, too, you know?
Yeah.
That's the irony of it all, I guess. All those things, I guess, move on eventually, and they figured people were tired. You know, they did do testing, I guarantee it.
Well, I'm sure they did. I'm sure they did ratings, you know, and they brought...
That's stupid to watch.
Fresh Prince on there and all that.
Yeah, it's Fresh Prince and Roseanne and things like that. I didn't even watch when I was, seeing them live, air for the first time.
Yeah.
Plus, other shows like Cheers and stuff like that. Now, I like Cheers, don't get me wrong. But shows like that are on syndication everywhere now.
I know.
You can't watch The Happy Days or Maritime War or anything like that on syndication.
I wouldn't be upset if they kept a consistent year gap. Like, when they started Nick at Night, I'm actually not sure when it started, but I'm gonna say it was the 90s, right?
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
So when they started Nick at Night in the 90s, that means that their programming was at most 30 to 40 years beyond, 30 to 40 years old, right?
Right.
So they should just keep it consistent. So now they should be showing shows from the 70s. I would be okay with that. Mm-hmm. Or actually, I'm sorry, the 80s at this point.
Yeah, no, I'd be okay with that too. That'd be kind of cool, actually.
But keep it out of the 90s. I mean, showing Wonder Years or something makes total sense for Nick at Night. You know, show that.
Right, yeah, that does.
Anyway.
But yeah, the other thing is, those shows, not that I just don't like those shows, but those shows aren't as good either, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
I feel like they're the same type of shows we can see on TV now.
Yeah. I mean, and you can actually, to be completely fair, like the George Lopez show, I Love Lucy is not really a great show.
No. I was, believe me, there were nights at the hotel room where it was I Love Lucy marathon, we'd all groan. It's
But you'd have to watch it anyway.
Oh, of course, it's Nick Knight.
Right. there are, a lot of those old shows weren't good either, and they weren't good in arguably the same way that George Lopez isn't good, but it's like, first of all, some of them were good, and the other thing is, there's much more of a nostalgic factor, which sort of saves you. Like, you get the warm and fuzzies watching
it. It's true, yeah.
I watch an entire, Good Times marathon, Logan. That's a terrible show! That show is awful!
It's never
reprehensible! I mean, my God, but I watched, practically the whole thing, because I was like, oh... There's something about marathons, though, where it's like, I just like, it's comforting to know what's coming on next. Is that weird?
No, it's fun, too. I mean,
yeah.
It's always fun to say, I'm doing a marathon of this, or I'm doing, I don't know, I like that.
What's your most memorable TV marathon that you watched?
Oh.
Doesn't have to be Nick at Night.
Something that actually aired on TV?
I think so, yeah. It's not the same if it's like DVD.
Yeah, yeah. No, I just had an answer for this one, because I was thinking about while we were talking about Nick at Night. I was thinking of something on Nick at Night, and it was, I don't know. I can't remember. I remember my freshman year in college, Nickelodeon did this was a time for the DVD season 1 come out at the time. They did a Pete and Pete marathon.
Oh, yeah.
And That was, I watched that, I think I watched that entire thing. That's back when I was, like, getting Google, I mean, Yahoo alerts. Mm-hmm. So I, like, I'd set my clock, and I woke up, like, 9 o'clock on a Saturday morning to watch P&P from the very beginning.
Yeah, that is a, that's a good show.
And then I was mad when David came in, there's like, 2 episodes left. He's like, there's some Steven Spielberg-produced History Channel documentary. I was like, boring!
It's one of those things, like, that happened to me, too, with my parents, but it's like, you can't really argue because you've been watching the TV for 12 hours.
Exactly.
It's like, it's still, like, 2 more episodes.
And plus, during every commercial break, they're like, the DVD set's available now! It's like,
I think rubbing it in the fact, like, you don't have to be watching this!
I still, and they do this, they still do this probably, like, once a month, but I still get addicted to the South Park marathons on Comedy Central.
Sure.
Which, that really is, like, we have nothing to show tonight, let's just show South Park.
Yeah, yeah.
I can get but that. Yeah, I don't know, they're always fun to watch. Things like that, I guess. There was a Taxi marathon on Nick and Night. I remember that from my youth.
Yes.
So that's when I discovered Tony Danza and Christopher Lloyd.
Oh yeah, together. Did you ever? I don't know when you've had access to cable. Do you remember? They did the summer block party. I think they called it a block party stuff, where all summer, because Nick at Night was very variable as I remember it in its programming. Like I never knew what was going to come on Nick at Night, or at least
oh duds.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I felt like, I don't know, I didn't have as much of a connection to it, but I felt like you never knew. It was, every night was an adventure, I guess, on Nick at Night, right?
Which is part of the fun. I mean, I'm sure they had some consistency to it, they just seemed to change it so often. But, like, for Summer Block Party, it was totally different, because they were like, no, it's 2 episodes of, I don't know, probably more than 2, but at least 2 episodes of, like, I Dream of Jeannie Monday, and then it's Bewitched Tuesdays, and I Love Lucy Wednesday, and whatever, and they had the very specific shows connected to specific days.
Right.
At specific times, and that, like, it started right after the Nickelodeon transition, go right into whatever the Summer Block Party show was. That was always cool.
Yeah, and I guess a lot of that, almost all of it now is available on DVD. Now I think about it.
Yeah, most of it.
But even, you know, now I'm sure you have it there in Chicago, although you might not be aware of it since you have cable. But our TV is all over the country now.
What TV?
It's Retro Television?
Oh, I don't know if I have that. I think we have, like, MeTV. I'm not sure if it's the same thing.
But our TV is not good.
No?
Like, for Retro Television, whenever I turn on, like, yeah, I think it's some retro shows, but it's the retro shows that were canceled after, like, 1 year back in the day. You know, it's, like, whatever they could dig up for free, pretty much.
I kind of like those, too, but in a different way.
Well, no, that's how I pretty much learned everything about the A-Team that there is. otherwise, I'd never watch the A-Team.
Wow.
But I don't know, the rest of the shows, there's some show of Jane Curtin, some other girl I'd never, like, it's definitely after she left SNL.
You're not talking about Kate Nally.
Yes, it was Kate Nally, there you go.
Logan, Kate Nally was super popular, you just missed the train on that one.
No, I never even knew Kate Nally existed until I saw this.
Well, that is completely you, because my mom and I watched Kate Nally every time it was on. It was very popular.
Oh, man, I Googled it right away, and I was like, really, Jane Curtin? Because I thought there was, like, this whole dead period where she did nothing until 30 Rock.
Logan.
30 Rock. The Rock from the Sun.
Logan, it was Family Ties, Kate Nally, and, Facts of Life.
Okay, no, I turned off after Family Ties. I do remember this.
No.
Yeah, see, I never watched Facts of Life either. But, there was another one that I was like, hey, you know, this show exists. Oh, Good Grief with Howie Mandel?
I've heard of it.
From the, I think it was, like, the 80s or something like that. He's just, like, works at this doctor's office. It's crazy.
I would watch channel.
Back when Howie Mandel was actually somebody. And then there was that spinoff of Married with Children. With Matt LeBlanc in it.
Yeah, I remember. I didn't watch it, but I remember it.
Yeah, which was always disappointing. Anyway, oh, and Parker Lewis Can't Lose, which I still find.
Oh, that's a pretty cool show.
Don't get me wrong, I like Parker Lewis Can't Lose.
This sounds like a channel showing just things that I would BitTorrent at 3 a.m.
That's funny.
Pretty great.
Because there are things that I'm watching on actual TV at 3 a.m. And they're not, like, it's, you know, it's the free high-def program that's coming through the airwaves, obviously. But it's stretched and grainy-looking, you know?
Right.
Because, yeah, but that's funny.
See, this is what I miss out having a DVR. And the only bad part about it is I don't, like, channel surf like that. I don't catch things. I, like, set what I want and then I walk away, you know?
Right. I feel like I'd get lazy if I had a DVR like that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't randomly watch episodes of Oprah otherwise, you know?
I know. I don't do that at all.
No, that's like every night, you know, my day's off, like, during the week. Mm-hmm. I'll turn the TV on in the background when I'm making lunch or something like that. And it's good. I called Joe McHale on the Today Show the other day. Things like that, you know, you wouldn't expect. Like, you forget that there's daytime talk shows as well.
Yeah.
People pop up every now and then. But not that I'd recommend any of those shows at all. I never watch them, and I never go out of my way to watch them.
That's the problem. I don't, like, I mean, I don't have a lot of time to just watch TV, like, sadly. But
Man, you're not missing anything on daytime TV, believe
me.
Yeah. And if, like, the Mystery Science Theater crew could riff an entire season of some soap opera, it'd be awesome.
Oh, that would be great. See, they...
they lend themselves... You can just watch them, you're instantly like, seriously, people watch this? The show's been on for years?
Yeah.
Like, they're so badly shot, and they're so badly acted. And you can, I don't know, you just see all the flaws instantly. There's no, they're not even trying to hide it at all, it seems like.
Well, I'll say two things. One, I think I've mentioned this to you before, but, like, soap operas were a big key in Little Ryan figuring out that that quality was subjective, because my mom yeah. loves soap operas, and I, like, I mean, I did, like, watch them with her a bit, I'll be honest with you. But yeah. I was like, man, this is so boring. It's all like, and then I realized at some point that comic books and soap operas were the exact same thing. Like, it's a new thing every week. There's all about, like, you know, it's just that it's the same thing except there's, you know, superheroes in it. And I was like, this is actually like, I could see in a different world me liking this and not this. You know, it's just whatever you get.
Well,
into.
I mean, they're serialized too. Yeah,
that's the whole thing, right? Yeah. But the other thing is that Mystery Science Theater, when they were about to get canceled on Comedy Central. Like, the big thing was that they were taking up too much time. Like, a two-hour block was too much to devote to Mystery
right.
Science Theater, among other things. So one of the suggestions from the network was, do you want to riff old sitcoms instead? So it was only half an hour. And, like, as much as that probably wouldn't have been a wise move for them, that would have, like, there's something really, like, compelling about that to me. Like, this little 30 minutes of Mystery Science Theater, like, doing the Brady Bunch would have been great.
I would have loved to see that, yeah. I would actually also love to see them, I want to say, do more scripted stuff, but that sounds like they didn't script anything, to do more of the host segment type things.
Oh, yeah.
They could have done, like, it would have been interesting if they changed things up and did a whole episode just that sort of thing at one point.
Yeah, which is what you would hope to get from the movie, but all that stuff was cut out. They had a few more host segment things that were all cut out. There's, like, a lost scene that you can get, I think, online, on, like, in really crappy quality. Yeah, I do have it, actually. But
no, that's on the DVD.
No, and there's nothing good in that DVD. I mean, to be fair, it would be very weird and surreal to try to have a commentary on a Mystery Science Theater, but I would still want one. I would just want, like, a long interview, which they kind of, they do have the 20th anniversary reunion interview, which I actually haven't watched yet. I don't know how I've missed that. which I think covers some of this stuff. But, like, I want to hear the whole story of the movie and all that. Yeah, I know. Whole story of the movie and all that stuff.
Well, yeah, there was that book, but that came out while the show was still in production, right?
Yeah. Well, actually, it came out. Yeah, it did come out while it was fresh because I remember at the end of it, it's like season 7 still might happen, and it kind of did, and you know.
So they need a book along the lines of the Mr. Show book, which is awesome.
Yeah, tell-all style.
Just one of those. Yeah, like here's how it all began. Here's everything that happened in the middle, and here's how it ended, and here's what everyone's doing now.
They do. I mean, that stuff's in there except for the end. But what I'd really love is that. See, it was seasons 1 through 5. One through 6 in the original episode guide. Then when they went to the Sci-Fi Channel, they did the exact same style of write-ups for the Sci-Fi's website for 8 through 10. So there was always this missing season 7. And so the official Mystery Science Theater, like, fan club satellite news recently – well, not that recently, but eventually actually went and got all the writers to write the missing seasons for their website, which I thought was so cool that the fans just got together and were like, no, we have to write the season 7 episode.
Right, right. They're like, oh, everyone scared the fans, yeah.
And they might have paid them too, who knows. But anyway. But yeah, see, like, that ties into the whole marathon thing because that was like, Mystery Science Theater's Turkey Day marathons were like my big marathon I missed out on because I was only a huge fan for the very last one that ever aired and I couldn't watch it because I was grounded.
Yeah.
So I missed out on it.
Oh, what'd you get grounded? How? What'd Ryan get grounded for?
Don't you remember? I was always grounded. Like, it was all grades. Like, I couldn't go out and I couldn't watch any TV. I had entire summers where I couldn't watch TV or play video games.
Man, I was never grounded. Wow.
Yeah.
You sound like a bad kid when you say, like, I cut people.
Yeah, it was, I didn't get all A's or whatever. Who knows?
Well, that's pretty bad. I don't know what it takes to make through a Mystery Science Theater marathon, but I can't imagine. Like, a marathon for a sitcom's okay, because it's 30-minute bits, and all something new happens. But this is like a two-hour, I mean...
Watching things that are admittedly bad.
Yeah, right, right, exactly. There's...
I'll say a good times marathon's harder, though.
Yeah.
No, I love it.
I'd say you're right. Actually, I definitely prefer Mystery Science Theater Marathon over probably like 70% of TV shows, so...
Yeah, totally. But anyway, yeah, I love all that stuff.
We need to just, when we're rich and famous, buy a network and just air things we like that.
Oh, that was always my dream as a kid.
I think I had that same, fantasy as a kid.
Yeah.
To have my station and just, like, it was one of those things where it's like, I show what I want when I want, so, like, there's no time or anything. Like, when you think about it now, there's no way this channel would have worked.
Right, of course. Of course, yeah. There would be, like, you know, there would be the Logan Show, of course. But
oh,
then
yeah, right.
There would also be, yeah, some original programming. But there would also be your favorite reruns of things that, you know, whatever.
That's all it would be, the Logan Show, then just shows Logan likes.
Yeah. I wonder if Mystery Science Theater is even available for syndication anymore. Like,
that's how I saw it.
Yeah.
I remember watching it on UPN. Granted, it was local UPN because it was syndication. But
you do?
UPN. Yes.
It was only syndicated for like a brief couple of years.
Yeah, we talked about this. Because every time I bring that up, you tell me that. I'm like, no, I remember watching this. I remember this is absolutely true.
No, it was pretty widely syndicated, so I believe it. But
I taped one of the Hercules episodes. Mm-hmm. And then when I went to watch it, it was so grainy. It was just bad TV reception. Mm-hmm. I could barely see it, but it's funny enough just hearing everything that was going on. Because it was like, the Hercules movie was like, argh! And then they would say something funny. I had no clue what they were commenting on, but it was funny.
Totally. Yeah, you could probably survive on the sound, yeah.
Right, yeah. But okay. Well, I will let you go until the 24th, at which point we will do Big Bad Wolf.
Sounds good to me. And honestly, I think we can. I think I can make a Marathon's Critical Hit out of this.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So maybe we don't have to skip a week.
Let's do. If you want to put that up, that works. Anything embarrassing I said about myself or other people, please leave in because I don't like myself or other people.
I'm just going to cut all my parts out of this podcast.
It's just me. Oh, Logan loves talking to himself so much.
Why did you
all
say
Logan
that?
Channels. You wanted to make it really sound like I'm prodigious. Like, no, Ryan, the Logan channel will be the main channel someday. I play what I want, when I want. Things out of context.
Right. I just take stuff from like old Holy Cow discussions. It's all cut into like, and then I said this, Ryan. I'm like, that's still him.
You come on every now and then. I can't believe you just said that.
Awesome. Okay.
Music by Kevin MacLeod.